Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Halem Wheeler Manzanita at Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online all over the world at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher, this is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of Django Reinhardt, the legendary jazz guitarist who died on this day in 1953. Born in Belgium, he was one of the first major jazz talents to emerge from Europe. Nearly lost his life right at the start of his career when he knocked over a candle at home and started a fire, which ignited the extremely flammable celluloid that his wife used to make artificial flowers. They both escaped, but Django suffered extensive burns over half his body. During his 18-month hospitalization, doctors recommended amputation of his badly damaged right leg. But he refused the surgery and was able to eventually walk with a cane. More crucial to his music, the fourth and fifth fingers of his left hand were badly burned. Doctors believed he would never play guitar again. Well, I guess he proved them wrong on that. We heard him playing Honeysuckle Rose. Back to the tunes. Here's the chairman of the board. You're on X-Ray, baby.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long,
We sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. Lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs never end. My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind, warm summer wind. The summer wind.
Here's a happy tune.
A happy tune.
You'll love to croon.
You love to croon.
They call it Dean's song.
Hey, you don't seem to understand.
Catchy as can be.
I must agree.
The melody.
The melody.
They call it Dean's song.
Looks like I'm gonna have to explain this thing. You don't dig this scene. I'm saying Dean. The song is Sam's song.
Sam, you're just a ham.
But Dean, here's the scam. The song was named after Sam.
Sam who?
Sam Houston.
Oh, may I say with pride, where I reside, they call it Dean's song.
And that's quite a group you got going for you.
There's no bigger choir that you could hire for singing Dean's song.
They make the Mormon Tabernacle sound like a trio.
Sam, it's plain to see that you're put out with me.
Well, I'm just not singing along.
Tell you what I'll do, since I'm with you.
Uh-huh.
We'll call it Clyde's song.
Clyde's song?
Here's a happy tune.
It's a sweet melody, and I'm happy to say it was named after me, but he's calling it
Clyde's song. Catchy as can be.
No, I don't like the beef, and I'm sorry to say that the man is a thief, because he's calling it
Clyde's song. Nothing on your mind.
There's a lot on my mind, and I'm standing here saying you're being unkind, because you're calling it
Clyde's song.
My Australian friend, we have reason. We simply don't seem to blend.
Sam, let's compromise.
Oh, I hear what you say, but by that do you mean that you'll do it your way and keep calling it
Sam's song?
Did he say Sam's song?
Let's give the ending a ride.
Yeah.
But don't nobody tell Clyde
that the name of the song
is Sam's song.
It's not Irving's song.
Sam's song.
It's not even Mona's song.
It's Sam's song.
Only thing I know is when this record come out, it better have Sam's song on it, or else you're gonna get a nasty letter from Calhoun. Yeah. And a telephone call, too.
Yeah, I think you're starting to get dirty now, Odell. Oui.
He's gonna have a meeting at the lodge hall. You wanna come by?
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people.
but I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes?
On this day in 1966, the Beach Boys released their 11th studio album, the masterpiece Pet Sounds. The album was revolutionary for a variety of reasons, including its broad use of instrumentation, using things like bike bells and soda cans and even a synthesizer, one of the earliest uses of that. Not to mention Brian Wilson's ambitious production techniques, which found him turning the studio into an instrument itself. We heard I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. Before that, a man who we lost on this day in 1990, Sammy Davis Jr., along with Dean Martin on that one, doing some racially questionable material on a number called Sam's Song. And at the top of the block, starting off the Rat Pack theme there, Frank Sinatra, of course. He recorded that one, my favorite Sinatra tune, Summer Wind, recorded it on this day in 1966. Back to the music, here's a Modern Lovers song that was surprisingly a top 10 hit in the UK in 1977. You're on X-Ray.
Thank you. you find for me someone strong and sweet, fitting on my knee? She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. Ah, but Mr. Marks, I won't need her long. All I need is help for a little while. We can take dictation and learn to smile. And a temporary secretary is what I need for to do the job. I need a dancer. I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary.
Stay on the right track.
She can be a belly dancer. I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary.
You're listening to Raise a Glass. That was Billy Cobham doing Stratus. Billy turns 82 today. Fans of Massive Attack will recognize the bass hook of that as the foundation for their trip-hop classic, Safe from Harm. Now, I had heard a story that Billy Cobham was recording in the same studio when Massive Attack was recording that song and could hear the bass from the hallway outside. And he said, hey, wait a minute, that's my song. However, it appears that's just urban legend. Don't know how that relatively obscure myth became a thing, but somehow it did. I thought I heard Billy Cobham himself say it, but I guess I was wrong. My pot-addled memory strikes again. Another birthday boy before that, Maestro Robert Fripp, turns 79 today. We heard his distinct brand of guitar arpeggio on the King Crimson track Frame by Frame. Well, a twin guitar attack, actually, with the amazing Adrian Ballou. But Fripp could have done it on his own by utilizing his Frippertronics invention, a precursor to the looping pedal that's now pretty common. We heard Dirk McQuickley before that. Sorry, Paul McCartney. His McCartney 2 album was released on this day in 1980. We listened to the delightfully quirky Temporary Secretary. And at the top of the block, another birthday, Jonathan Richman turned 74 today. He and his band, The Modern Lovers, had a top 10 hit in Britain with the song Egyptian Reggae. All right, more tunes to get to. The all-time greatest live album was released on this day in 1970. From Live at Leeds, here's The Who on X-Ray. We'll be right back.
such a hard time of rockin' the day. I turn around to look for the snowman, to my surprise, it melted away. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Nick Glass, to Ronnie James Dio, who died on this day in 2010 from stomach cancer. Most famous for his solo career and replacing Ozzy in Black Sabbath, but his career began way back in 1957, long before the concept of heavy metal. He was with the Vegas Kings, which later changed their name to Ronnie and the Rumblers, then Ronnie and the Redcaps. Then in 1961, Ronnie Dio and the Prophets. In 1967, Dio and the Prophets guitarist Nick Pantis formed the Electric Elves, which shortened its name to Elf, around the time Tolkien became such an unlikely presence in hard rock songs. The band's tepid success eventually landed them an opening slot for Deep Purple, which exposed Dio's voice to Deep Purple's guitarist Ritchie Blackmore, who would then recruit Dio and other members of Elf for his new band, Rainbow, from whom we heard the song Stargazer. Played another contender for greatest metal vocalist of all time before that, Rob Halford and Judas Priest did a pre-leather period track called Deceiver, from their Sad Wings of Destiny album, but I play that in tribute to the man who was their drummer on that album. Alan Skip Moore died last week on May 6th. It was on this day in 1977, the London Evening Standard reported that Led Zeppelin singer Robert Plant had been arrested at the Atlanta airport for being drunk and pulling a knife. Since Plant was at his home in Wales at the time of the incident, the person arrested was a man impersonating him, and the British paper ran an apology the following night. We listen to a track from Zeppelin's oft-forgotten Presence album from around that time. We heard Hot Song for Nowhere. It was on this day in 1969, Pete Townsend spent the night in jail for assaulting a man during a Who gig at the Fillmore East. What Townsend didn't know was the man who jumped onto the stage was a plainclothes policeman trying to warn the audience that a fire had broken out. Townsend was later fined $30 for the offense. And exactly 1 year later, The Who released the great Live at Leeds album, recorded just 3 months earlier at the University of Leeds. And we heard, was it Shaken All Over? No, yes, it was Shaken All Over, of course. That'll just about do it for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. However, little programming note, I think it's going to be in 2 weeks. You're going to have to tune in 2 hours later as this show has been bumped up to 10 a.m. Somebody's got to fill the hole left by James Dineen, who unfortunately ended one of my favorite X-ray shows, the long-running Sessions from the Box. Mighty big shoes to fill, but I shall endeavor to do my best. There will also be a brand new show after me. Looking forward to that. Right. Please stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate coming up next. Got one more for you. It was on this day in 1990 we lost Muppets creator Jim Henson. He died rather unexpectedly and young at the age of 53. What started as a sore throat a couple of days earlier blossomed quickly into streptococcal toxic shock syndrome. Yikes. We don't normally think of Jim Henson in musical terms, but here he is as Kermit the Frog with a top 25 hit and Oscar-nominated song written by Paul Williams. It's Rainbow Connection, and you're on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The dreamers and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done. So far, what's so amazing that keeps us stargazing, and what do we think? find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers.